आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We were discussing how to break this chain of anarthakari parampara. Anarthakari parampara is avidya, kam, karma. Shankaracharya says this avidya is nothing but vasana. Vasana, chinta, chinta means kam, and karma at the body level, karma. Which karma? Kamya karma. You have to remember this. Kamya karma. So, vasana, kaam, then kamya karma, selfish action, this is anarthakari parampara. Because of this kamya karma, we are increasing our vasana, not knowingly. So, how to break this? Then he says, we have to know that this vasana is very subtle. Ati suchma. Then desire, kamana is suchma. But the sthul is action, kriya. So Shankaracharya suggests that you tackle kriya, action. Which action? Kamya karma. If you can handle kamya karma, the chinta at the mind level, automatically it can be managed. And when that is managed, vasana is also managed. So if we can negate vasana this way, he says that is jivan mukti. That is mukti. That is mukti. If we can remove vasana from our life, that is mukti. That is the goal for our life. We have to do that. In our BMI chart, the vasana is the culprit. That vasana is ajnan. And how that is to be done? it was said, Sarva Brahma Matra Avalokanahi. Sarva Brahma. I want to become one with the Brahman. And once you come to know, then you will be seeing Sarva Matra everywhere, Brahman and Brahman only. You will be seeing Asti Bhati Priya everywhere, with the open eye also. But first you have to close your eyes, meditate and find out that Atman is Brahman. And once you realize that, after that with the open eyes also, you can see Brahman everywhere. Then he says, he cautions us that vigilance is required. Vigilance. We have to be very alert, very, very alert. Why? Because the mind is involved here. Mind is culprit. Mind is habituated of going out. Continuously it goes out. And once it goes out, whether you are doing the sadhana or you have forgotten the goal. Many of us have forgotten the goal. We are not doing anything. Forget about the sadhana. But suppose you have fixed your goal and you have started your sadhana, during the sadhana call also, he cautions that you should be very vigilant. Very vigilant. In verse number 320, he says, Drishyam pratitam prabilapayansan. Drishyam, the whole world. The whole world is drishya, seen. Where it is seen? Bahir antar. It is seen outside also. It is seen inside also. World is seen inside also. Pratitam, which is perceived. This world which is inside and outside is perceived by us. Prabilapayansan. It is to be vanished. We have to see that this world is vanished. How? Sanmatra anandaghan vibhavayan. Vibhavayan is melted. Melted on what? Sanmatra, reality, truth. What is this truth? Anandaghan. Anandaghan. It is bliss embodied. Anandaghan. So we have to meditate on that reality which is Anandaghan. How? Samahita. Very vigilant. Samahita, very vigilant. So two things we have to do. One is to meditate on that reality, number one. And second is samahita, that we have to be very, very vigilant. Very vigilant. And kalam naitha sati karma bandhe. After you have reached your destination, reached your goal, after that also whatever life is remain, don't think that on realization of truth, your body will fall. Body will not fall. After that, whatever life is remaining, kalam nayetha, they should pass. Sati karma bandhe, for the residual prarabdha, karma bandha. We all know that the prarabdha will not end on realization. Whether a jnani or a jnani, both have to face prarabdha. Prarabdha. But view of both are different. If you ask Jnani, are you suffering? No, I am not suffering. My body is suffering. Let body suffer. I am Brahman. I am not suffering. But the people outside, ignorant people, they say, see, the Jnani is also suffering. He has got cancer. He has got heart attack. Whatever Jnani is. But they don't know this thing, that the prarabdha, everybody has to experience, they have to go through, whether it is good or bad, whether it is a joy or suffering. We have to go through that. Then he says, he caution, pramado brahmanishthayam na kartavya kadachana. Pramada, what is the pramada? Carelessness, heedlessness, inadvertence, or steady attunement with the Brahman. If you forget that what? I am Brahman. We never forget that I am Jeev, I am male or female. That we never forget. But we forget that I am Brahman. Pramado Brahmanishthayam. So this should not happen at any time. Na kartabya kadachana. Na kartabya. It should not happen it should not happen. Kadachana, any time. Not even for one moment we should forget that I am Brahman. Not even for one second we should forget I am Brahman. We never forget that Dehoham, I am Jiva. We never forget. I am Jiva, I am Dehoham. Pramado Mrityu Aha Bhagavan Brahmanasuta. He said, Pramad is Mrityu. Pramad is Mrityu. It is spiritual death. Who said? Bhagavan Brahmanasuta. Bhagavan Brahmana, Brahmaji's son, Sanat Kumar, they said to whom? Dhritarashtra. I told you in our last class. After telling everything, Dhritarashtra also, he just listened. Like all of us, we just listen. After that, we don't act on that. Listen. That's all. Pramada vai mrityu. Itiha Bhagavan Sutaha. So this part we have seen. And Gurudev in the last paragraph said, the forgetfulness, pramada of the essential divinity in us and our sense of holiness is itself death. It is death. In fact, this is real death. Living in forgetfulness of one's own divinity is spiritual death. Because thereafter that man can live only as a biped animal. Bas. So said Brahmaji, own son, Sanat Kumar. Now, verse number 322.
Pramadadanarthonyah
na pramadadanarthonyah
na pramadadanarthonyah gyani na swaswarupatah
gyani na swaswarupatah
tato mohas tato hamdhi
tato mohas tato hamdhi
Tato bandhas tato vyatha,
tato bandhas tato vyatha,
pramana pramadadanarthonyah, jnani na swaswarupatah, tato mohas tato hamdhi, tato bandhas tato vyatha.
Say, na pramadat anartha anyah gyaninah. Gyaninah. Na, no, pramadat, then carelessness, heedlessness. Anartha, danger. Anyah, other. Gyaninah, for a man of wisdom. For a man of wisdom, no greater danger is there for a man of wisdom. What is that? Than the carelessness. This pramad, this is the greatest danger for a sadhak. Pramad. Pramad about what? Swarupata, about his own real nature. So pramad, forgetting our own real nature, that I am Brahman, is the greatest danger. Greatest danger. Jnanina. Jnanina here does not mean a realized person. Not a realized person. A realized person will never forget. Many times I have said, from Ajnani you can become Jnani, from Jnani you can never become Ajnani. A Jnani will never forget that I am Brahman. Okay. But who is this Jnanina? All of us, we have got the theoretical knowledge. We know what is Brahman, what is Atman, what is Bhagwan, what is this dunya, what is this jagat, what is the nature of this whole world, what is Atma, we know. We know this thing. But still, we fall. We have done the Shravan, we have got the theoretical knowledge. He knows the sadhana, we all know the sadhana also. What is to be done? We all have to be sadhan chatushta sampanna. If you are in the bhakti mark, you have to study the bhakti shastra. And Naradji, only yesterday we are seeing mananiyam, you should reflect on the bhakti shastra. Whatever sadhana is said, you do it. Do it. So in which category you will put these people? We are not agyanis. We are not agyan. And we are not gyani also. We are not also gyani also. So we are this type of people, gyanina, those who have done the sravan, those who have done the sravan, they have got the theoretical knowledge, they know what is Atman, they know what is Anatman. Such people, they do the pramad, they become sometimes careless, they forget their goal, they sometimes slip in their sadhana. Sadhana. Chalo, aaj thoda deri ho gaya, it was rainy, it was dark also. Better thoda so lete hain, aur thoda sa little bit. Pramad, everything is delayed. Gone. Okay. So knowingly we commit mistake, you know, knowingly. Even the doctors who know smoking is very dangerous, but still they smoke. Why? They think, let me enjoy now. This giving me puff, this puff is giving me kick. Let me enjoy this. Baad mein dekha jayega. They know. All educated people, they know smoking is dangerous. Drinking is not good. But still, we can't leave. We can't leave it. So why this is happening? So we are studying in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita also. Sardisyam cheshtate swasya prakrite jnanavanapi. They are also the jnanavanapi. Sardisya cheshtate. In accordance to with their prakriti, everybody is acting. What is prakriti? According to your vasana. Even after studying Vedanta for many, many years, all jnanina, which jnanina? Not realized, not a jnani. In between, those who are doing the sravan of Vedanta, they still act. Why it is happening? Because of the vasana pressure. Because of the vasana pressure, they all act. They don't do karma yoga. And how to exhaust the vasana? That is what we were discussing in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita also. Coincidentally, the same topic is there in chapter 3 also. Okay. So, jnanvan api also, sadhisam cheshtate swasya prakrite, they all act according to their vasanas. In spirituality, we forget our real nature and start indulging in the sense object. That is pramad. That is pramad. Okay. So Jnani has no bondage. It's not applicable to Jnani. A Jnani, he is happy. Why? Because he is getting sukh from anatma vastu, from the sense object. He thinks this is world, this is real. Okay. But he is not suffering. But who is sleeping? Jnani. He can't control himself because of the vasana pressure. He can't control him. He is coming to satsang. He is listening to Vedanta. He knows what is his goal, what is to be achieved. He has started his sadhana also. Sadhana also. But sometimes he sleeps. So they forget their goal or their sadhana. And such people are mediocre, hanging in the middle, neither on that side nor in this side. Hanging in the middle. So, okay, Bhagwan, when you are saying this thing, what will happen if I do it? Now, series of chain reaction, Shankaracharya is mentioning. This series of chain reaction. What is this chain reaction? Tata moha, tata ahamdi, tata bandha, tata vyatha. Tata means from this moha, delusion. Delusion, what is delusion? Delusion means not understanding the real thing as it is. Not understanding a thing as it is moha. Not understanding as a thing as it is means, now we consider anatma is atma. That is delusion. That is moha. The moha will come. Tata ahamdi, then egoism. Tata bandha, then the bondage will come. Tata vyatha, then misery. After that, misery will come. So from this comes delusion, then egoism. This is followed by bondage, and then by misery. So a moment we forget our goal or sadhana, two things. If we forget our goal, what is our goal, and the sadhana which we are doing to reach that goal, what will happen? Moh will come. What is the meaning of forgetting? Forgetting means there are only two things. One is Atma, another is Anatma. If we forget Atma, then mind will, where will it go? It will go to Anatma. It can't remain idle. Atma cannot, mind cannot remain idle even for a moment. Either it is reveling in Anatma Vastu, or by effort, we have put it into Atman. So if there is a carelessness, praman, even for a moment, what the mind will do? Oh! It will disengage from Atma and engage itself in Anatma. Bas. Okay. The moha will come. And the moment the moha comes, aham, the ego will come. What is this ego? Aham jiva. Deho ham. This will come immediately. You were reaching or we are in the state of Brahman, Aham Brahma. From that state you are saying now Aham Jiva. From Brahma you have become Jiva. Ego has come. What is Jiva? What is ego? Aham Karta. Ahankara. Ahankara has come. Okay. Then what will happen? Then because of your attachment with the Deha, Desires will come for the comfort of our body, mind, intellect. Desires will come. Okay, when the desires will come, kama karma will come, then the bondage, bandhan starts. What is this bandhan? Again you are in avidya, kama karma. Why avidya? I have not reached the goal yet. I am a seeker, I am trying to reach there. I am not a jnani. Nor I am jnani, so I will fall back again. Okay. So bandhan will, what will happen in bandhan? Misery. Like we are experiencing now, sorrow, misery. No more katha now, only katha. What is katha? When you are reveling in the katha of Lord, you enjoy katha. So katha is relating to Bhagwan. So whenever you are with the Lord, with the Atman, with the Brahman, you are enjoying peace. Same mind, when comes to an Atma, now instead of katha, Shankaracharya saying it is giving betha. Betha means it will give you misery, sorrows. So therefore, what is to be done? Avoid pramad. How can we avoid pramad? Be alert and vigilant. Earlier the word used by Shankaracharya is samahita, be vigilant, and vibhavayan, that means you meditate on that sat. So, suppose one teacher tells you, you do this thing, when you come next time, you do this homework, you come on the next day, have you done homework? You say, I forgot. Pramad. This is pramad. I forgot. Since you are all student of Vedanta, don't come and tell me, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita says, Apohanam, the forgetfulness is because of Lord. It is not my fault. Don't give that argument or convince yourself. Matta Smriti, chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smriti. Bhagavan says, your Smriti memory is because of me. Jnanam, it is because of me, because I am present there. And if you are forgetting, Apohanamcha, the forgetfulness is also because of me. So as a seeker, don't blame Lord. Don't quote this. Yeah, forgotten is not my fault. It is Bhagavan's fault. No. Okay, so highest pramad is forgetting your own real nature. So what is the practical way to come out? Last time I told you, I will tell you today. The practical method is, therefore, you should all attend all Vedant classes every time when it is available. Why? Because we will keep you reminding, who are you? We will never say you are Jiva. We will always say you are that Brahman. So we will keep you reminding always. If you need reminder, then you have to come to classes. You say. This is practical. Right? You have to attend classes. Okay. So Anandamayi Ma used to say, if you listen to katha, there is no vyatha. You see? When you are listening to katha, there is no vyatha. When you are listening to the glory of Bhagavan, there is no sorrow there. When you start listening the katha of word, what will happen? There will be vyatha. There will be sorrow. There will be miseries. Okay. Now, how to understand? Very practical, simple examples. Suppose you have gone to some other city for the purpose of business, to get business for your company. And there you find some beautiful, some mall and the thing, and you found a lot of things are there. You are attracted there. You have gone with the morning flight and come back by the evening flight. The whole day you are in the mall. Forgot your business. Come back in the evening without business. This life is also like that. Only yesterday in Narad Bhakti, whether you follow Bhakti Marg, you follow any Marg, in Narad Bhakti Sutra also, we saw when the life starts. Life starts from the conception itself. Then some people will say, no, from the birth. Life starts from the birth. Spirituality can start from the conception stage itself. But how we determine? We determine, abhi to time nahi hua hai. Do you think I am that old? That should come to spirituality? I am not that old. I am young. When I will retire, I will do that. And also we saw, people wait for the spirituality. If this will happen, that will happen. If the mortgage is paid and this is paid and that is paid, I attain this thing, my children are settled. One thing is good in America, you don't have to worry about your settlement of children because you don't have got the right to settle them. But in India, parents are worried to settle. Ladki ka shaadi karo. I should have a sons should get married, and I should see the grandchildren also, this and that. But here children don't give you that right. They keep their right with themselves. Kab shaadi karenge? They know. You don't know. Okay. Then sometime in India, in the villages, most of you must have experienced, while in the village when you go to school, you don't have school bus. Most of the children, they walk to school. And sometimes in the villages, you will find the monkey dance. Monkey dance. And the young children, when they are seeing the monkey dancing and doing a lot of tricks, so they forget going to school. And they are all engaged in that monkey dance, you know. So same, we all are engaged. We are all that bala. We are the children. We all are engaged in that monkey dance. This monkey dance means the anatma vastu, they are attracting us. And we are all engaged in that only. And we have forgotten the goal, which is the source of all happiness. Which is the source of all happiness. After getting that happiness, you don't have to get anything from this world. Just to keep your body, you will take only that much from the world. That's all. Nothing else is needed. Okay. Or sometimes people collect money for a particular purpose. They will say, oh, in this area there is no school. I want to open a school. please help us, give some danam. People give dana and dana. And after some time, they forget. Instead of opening a school, they open a hospital, a dispensary. Forgotten the goal. What was the goal? The goal was to give siksha, education to children. Now all of a sudden the corona has come. They thought, no, divert the fund to this side now. This is also pramad. So pramad of goal, carelessness, heedlessness, inadvertence of goal or sadhana is dangerous. Here, Gurudev writes, to a spiritual seeker, there is nothing more tragic than this forgetfulness of his own real nature, pramad. Inadvertence erupts the volcano of all other sorrows. Forgetting our real nature means non-apprehension of the reality. We have already seen how non-apprehension of reality can create misapprehension. Moment you forget Brahman, you become jiva. Right? Misapprehension. For a wise man, there can never be any other tragedy greater than this self-forgetfulness, as this can breed a chain of terrible consequences, each replete with insufferable agony. From self-forgetfulness start delusion, moha. From delusion comes the ego. This ego sense leads to bondage, and bondage breeds misery, vyatha. When one forgets one's own real nature, the infinite Brahman. What is our real nature? Infinite Brahman. One deludes oneself to be limited ego. You become jiva. The moment you forget that I am Brahman, you become jiva. Bas. Phat. You become jiva. This delusion gives birth to the concept I am ahamdhi. Ahamdhi. You become karta. Then one starts considering oneself to be one's own body. Dehoham. From aham brahmasmi, you become dehoham. I am this body. Mind and intellect. Naturally conditioned thus by the body, mind and intellect, one comes to suffer limitation, bondages. How you will suffer bondages? Become the limitation will come. Because you will start doing selfish action, ego and egocentric actions. Kama karma you will do. The moment you do the kama karma, the result will come, and then you will say, I like this result, I don't like that result. So likes and dislikes will come. What is this likes and dislikes? Likes and dislikes is vasana. You have created vasana. And this vasana will again manifest at chinta or desire at mind intellect level, and karya, again a selfish action at the body level. In order to release oneself from it, one runs after the world of objects, emotions and thought. This exertion is sorrow. Then desires crop up, and in order to fulfill the desires, we strive, the desiring produces more sorrow and sweating agony. When the desires are fulfilled, they are even more worries. What is the worry? Now you have worry to protect it. First was yoke, now same. The struggle required to preserve the objects gained permanently with us, permanently. We all are trying to make impermanent thing as permanent. Whole life we are doing impermanent thing to be permanent. But the infinite worldly objects must definitely perish in time and therefore produce more agony. If our desires are not fulfilled, certainly we are unhappy. If we get them, we certainly want more. This is how the fall comes. For all this, the initial cause is the self-forgetfulness, the non-apprehension of the reality. Therefore, do not forget it. Remember it constantly. Remember it constantly as your own self. Next. 323
Vishayabhimukham drishtva विषयाभिमुखं दृष्ट्वा विद्वांसमपि विस्मृतिः विद्वांसमपि विस्मृतिः विक्षेपयति धीदोषैः विक्षेपयति धीदोषैः योषाजारमिव प्रियं योषाजारमिव प्रियं विषयाभिमुखं दृष्ट्वा विद्वांसमपि विस्मृतिः विक्षेपयति धीदोषैः योषाजारमिव प्रियम्
विषय अभिमुखम दृष्ट्वा विद्वांसम अपि विस्मृति विषय अभिमुखम हैंकरिंग ओवर द सेंस ऑफ जन अभिमुखम योर माइंड हैज टर्न टुवर्ड विषय विषय अभिमुखम टर्न टू विषय दृष्ट्वा फाइंडिंग सीइंग द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट विद्वांसम अपि ए वाइज मैन विद्वान ए वाइज मैन अपि ऑल्सो विस्मृति ही फॉरगेट्स ब्रह्मन दिस विद्वांस रिफर्स टू ऑल ऑफ अस हियर विद्वांस ऑल्सो इज नॉट ज्ञानी नॉर अ ज्ञानी ऑल्सो वी आर ऑल दैट इन दैट कैटेगरी विद्वांस ओके तो फाइंडिंग इवन ए वाइज मैन हैंकरिंग आफ्टर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट फॉरगेटफुलनेस ऑफ ब्रह्मन So not only the forget about the ignorant people, they don't know about the Brahman. And Jnani can never forget Brahman. Never forget. So beach wala, in middle, we are all in the middle. We sometimes forget. Okay. So when we were with white person, doing our sadhana, secluded place, staying in kutya, mind was peaceful. It at that time somebody visits. Then you can give upades also. Because you are continuously contemplating on that Brahman only. So at that time you can give upades also to him. So this Brahman is like this. This is the sadhana. I did this. I am peaceful here. Everything. Okay. But the moment visay abhimukham drishtva. Visay. Sense object. Abhimukham. The moment you turn, Drishtva, he is not able to control himself now. When he was alone, he was ready to give upadesh. When the Vishaya were not there, he was in secluded place. He was doing his sadhana. If somebody visits, he will give you the all types of advices also, how to progress spiritually. Now, seeing the Vishay, sense objects, Vishay Abhimukham Drishtva, now the craving has come for the Vishay, sense objects, chahiye, I need it. How should I come to know that my mind will not go toward Vishay? What is the test? Nachiketa went to Lord Yamaraj for knowledge of self. And Yamaraj test him. Before giving knowledge, he test him. Whether you have got vairagya from anatma vastu or not, from the vishaya or not. Guruji is taking and perhaps he has just passed that prasanga. That topic he has just passed. So, Nachiketa, Yamaraj is telling him, Satayusa putra pautran vraniswa bahun pasun hasti hiranyam aswan bhumi Satayus. I am giving you 100 years of life. Not only that, so long I am in this chair, I will not never visit you. It is the duty of Yamaraj to take all the jiva from this body. Yamaraj comes. So he told Nachiketa, I will never visit you. You be assured. Even your turn comes, I will not come to you. ओके पुत्र पौत्रान मेनी पीपल थिंक पता नहीं लड़का होगा कि नहीं होगा पुत्र आई विल गिव यू पुत्र सन ऑल्सो पौत्रान ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन ऑल्सो मेनी पीपल थिंक आई वॉन्ट टू सी द फेस ऑफ माई ग्रैंड सन बिफोर आई डाई पुत्र पौत्रान सो ही गिव्स हिम टेल्स हिम दैट यू कैन टेक पुत्र पौत्रान वॉट एवर यू वॉन्ट बहून पसून कैटल्स एट दैट टाइम द कैटल्स यूज टू बी वेल बहून मेनी कैटल्स यू टेक नॉट ओनली हस्ती एलिफेंट्स यू टेक एलिफेंट्स ऑल्सो ओहो नो नो आई विल गिव यू हिरण्यम ऑल्सो गोल्ड आई विल गिव यू गोल्ड वेल्थ अश्वान I will give you horses also. Bhumi, land also I will give you. Nachiketa says, so abhava martasya. Keep it with you. These are all perishable things. He has done vichar that all anatma vastu are perishable. And whatever this Yamaraj is giving me is all perishable things. I have already seen all these things. I don't need it. Okay. So he said, you keep it, all these things. I don't want it. Even learned person who has studied Shastra, not totally ignorant, may fall. A jnani is already there in Atma. He is fallen there. He is in the cycle of this birth and death. A jnani is already there. But see the force of the power of Vishay. How the Vishay, the power of that attracting power of that sense object, see. So what will happen to him? What will happen to such person? Vichepeti dhi dosai yosa jaram ivapriyam. Vichepeti torments. Vichepeti dhi dosai. It is because of the evil propensities of the intellect. Dosa is in your dhi, in your intellect. You could not control yourself. What happened to your samdham and all that? Your sadhan chatushta sampanna. Dhidosai yosa a woman, jaram, paramar, eva, just as priyam, dotting. So torments him through the evil propensities of intellect as a woman torments her dotting paramar. So wise person's calmness is gone. What he gained in sadhana, all gone. In 1 second it will go away. 1 second. So why he lost? Because of pramad. What pramad? He forgot that he is Brahman. He forgot that. So it is strong attraction of Vishay which makes us to suffer. And he is troubled because of dhidos, intellect, shortcoming of the intellect. He could not hold on to Brahman. Achha. So Shankaracharya gives an example. It was there at that time also. One person is married, he has a wife, but loves other women. You have got a wife and you love other women. All cinema serials are all based on these two. One male, two females, or one male, two males. One female, two males. Ek ladka, do ladki, or ek ladki, do ladka. That's all. All cinemas, all serials, they all are in this. So that was at that time also, the Shankaracharya time also. So he is called Jar. So other women shows much attraction, you know, or loves him more. So Jar Paramar, he is tormented. So what Jar comes in Narad Bhakti Sutra also. In Sutra number 23, Jaranam Eva. It came. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also we studied. Okay. That means what? A person is not serious about his own relation, one relation. He's not serious. A devotee who is not serious on one Lord moves from one Lord to another. jaramiv. We get an example of Dhundakari in Bhagavat. Dhundakari in Bhagavat. And he said he had five wives. These five wives represent five Jnanendriya and five sense objects. Five wives. And if we are not able to control, what will happen? These five wives, they all killed Dhundakari. Why? Dhundakari once looted something or stolen something from Raja's palace. And all the police were now searching. So these wives started thinking that one day we will be caught. Wealth of the king is with us. What will happen? Then my husband Dhundakari, he will be imprisoned. And wealth is also go away. So what they did? They said, okay, let us do one thing. All the five decided that we should kill Dhundakari so that the Raja will never be able to catch this Dhundakari. Mar dusko. And they killed him. So in Bhagavat it comes like that. So if you are married, maintain your relationship. Don't go to other person. But in society we'll find there are many, many people, those who have got extra relationship. So Gurudev here writes a beautiful in the last paragraph. Similarly, you are wedded to self, the Brahman. We are all wedded to Brahman. See, jar. We all are jar. How? Now Gurudev says, we all are wedded to Brahman. You have also a private, secret love with the matter, equipment and the world of objects. See? We have got a secret love. With whom? With our own body. Mind and intellect and sense objects. You are constantly fascinated by the innumerable objects of the world. Every one of it deals out more and more disastrous, vitriolic sorrows. Normal sorrows could be borne and some sympathy from others could be expected, but these are the sorrows one cannot even tell another or expected any sympathy from anyone. Hence, once you start acting disloyal to your own divine nature, you become miserable, like the beloved, haunted by the memory of the secret lover. Who is our permanent beloved? It is Brahman. He is with us in this life. He was with us in all our previous lives also. Same Brahman, same Atman was there. Only the matter, the body was different. Conditioning was different. We have passed through 8.4 million types of bodies. 84 lakhs types of bodies. But the Atman in each body was one and same. So who is permanent relative? Permanent relative is that Brahman. That Atman. And we have forgotten him. Our own beloved Brahman. And we have got a jar now. What is that jar? Jar is our own body, matter, and this sense object. So, kya hoga? Now you know. What will the state of mind of a person who has got an extra relationship? Okay. So, relationship with Lord is old and permanent. But we forget that. We made new relations and suffer. But every day we chant, Tameva Mata, Tameva Pita, sab roj bolte hai in prayer. And after that, we forget. After that we say, oho, this Vishay is Mata Pita. So in Narad Bhakti Sutra we saw there is a pure Bhakta, but his devotion varies. He is jar. His devotion varies, he is jar. He is not single-pointed. You become only when you know the Mahatma of Lord. You become single-pointed only when you know the glory of the Lord. If you don't know, the greatness of the Lord, then devotion will shift. Devotion will shift. So we have to know the glory of Atman or Brahman. What is the glory of Atman Brahman? It's the source of all sukha. Once I come there, I reach there, I attain there, attain it or experience it, after that no more rebirth. That is the glory. So point here is, wise can also forget his goal or sadhana. Wise means not jnani. Wise means in the middle, the seeker who are traveling toward that goal. Next.
Yathapakrishtam shaivalam kshanamatram natishthati avrinoti tatha maya pragam vapi parang mukham yathapakrishtam shaivalam kshanamatram natishthati avrinoti tatha maya pragam vapi parang mukham
yatha apakrishtam saivalam kshanamatram natishtati. Kshanamatram natishtati. Yatha, just as apakrishtam. Apakrishtam, removed. What? Saivalam. Moss. Saivalam. You see, Shankaracharya is giving all the examples from nature. We all know he traveled all over India 3 times. So wherever when he needed to drink some water, he finds the pond is covered with the moss. And he saw the beauty, okay, if you want to drink water, okay, remove it. Drink water. The moment you leave the saibal, the moss, it will again come back. It will again come back as if it is covered. And this example of Saibal was given earlier also in verse number 150. Tata Saibalam apnaye samyak salilam pratiyate suddham. If you remove the Saibal, if you remove the moss, what will happen? Suddha jal, pure water is there. Pure water is there. Okay. So sometimes we see a pond is covered with the moss. And it is lush green, beautiful. It seems like a grass, you know, carpet of grass. Sometimes you will like to walk on this thing. But if you try to walk on it, you will drown. Okay. But if you want to drink water, you just sift the saibal and drink it. So if you want to remove, the nature of saibal is what? It immediately will cover. You turn, you remove it a little bit, leave it, it will again come back to its own position. And you can remove it. If the breeze comes, it sifts. In our water retention tank here, when the water level is low, we find moss fully covered. But yesterday there was a lot of rain. The water level has gone up. No moss at all. It's not there. And during the whole day, what we find when the water level is low, when the breeze is there, the moss is sifting from one end to other end. Sometimes it covers, sometimes it is on one side, and in the evening we will find it is on the other side. Okay. Then, same way seeker tries to remove his covering by sadhana. This moss is ajnana. Same way, we all have got that ajnana ignorance. What we are doing, we are also trying to move that ajnana by our sadhana. And the moment he leaves sadhana, it again covers. It again covers. The moment you leave your sadhana, what will happen? Ajnana will again cover you. Ajnana means, I am not Brahman, I am Jiva. What is our ajnana? Our ajnana is I am Jiva. Jivoham, Dehoham. And then we are caught in that. So it is like what? You are doing sadhana. It is like a gajasnan. Gajan means elephants taking bath. So guys, elephant, they will enter into a pond, they will take bath, and immediately when they come on the bank, they will again take the dust and sprinkle on their body. Gajasna. They become pure, clean. Again they are. Why Gajasnan? I was doing sadhana, I was progressing. The moment I became careless, I stopped my sadhana, again attracted to vishaya. Again covered by that agyan. So therefore, everyday study, listening is to be done. Every day. Chanamatram natishtati. If we can maintain that higher level awareness, then no worry. Remember, Maya is powerful. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also we were seeing, the Naraji saying, not even for a half moment, not even one moment, not even for a half moment, waste your life. Start your sadhana immediately. Abrunoti maya pragyam vapi parangmukham. Parangmukham, abrunoti covers. Maya. Maya means the prakriti, maya. Delusive power of plot. Tatha, so also, abrunati tatha, so also, maya pragyam. Pragyam is the wise person. Even a wise person's intellect is covered. Vapi parangmukha, the moment you become extrovert. In Kathopanishad, we have seen that our indriyas are all parangmukhi. Paranchikani, it's all are extrovert. All extrovert. They will not allow you to see the Atman which is inside. They will not allow you. Okay. So also Maya Avidya covers up even a wise man if he gets extrovert. So Saibal is just like a Maya. By sadhana I was trying to remove it. The moment I forget sadhana, Saibal comes back. Similarly inside what happens? Avidya comes back immediately. Maya has acted. Khatam. What is the meaning of pragyam? Pragyam is wise man. Pragyavanopi pandita chaturha. It is, we have seen earlier in Vivek Chudamani. Pragyam prayanagya karan sarira vimani atma pragya iti uchyate in tattvabodh, we have studied. This definition you are supposed to tell me, since you are not in person, I am not able to get it from you. Because we have studied Tattvabodh also. The first definition from Vivek Chudamani also we have studied here. Pragya, one who has the knowledge, even for a wise person, Maya is powerful. Pragya means one who has got the knowledge, Pandit. Even for a wise person, Maya is powerful. Then what to talk about the Parangmukhi, extrovert, or Jnani people? Even wise person is caught in that. Earlier wise person was meditating. He has gone for a window shopping. See, wise person was meditating. A friend came. Chalo jara ghum ke aate hain. I know only one mall here, Hawthorne Mall. Now that is also closed. Ghum ke aate hain. Chalo. And he went there. Instead of meditating on Lord, now he has started meditating on Maya. Maya means all the worldly objects. What will happen after that? Sukh-dukh will come. Sukh-dukh will come because whatever you buy from the Hawthorne market is only perishable item. You see it from the top, you know. Whatever is there in the Hawthorne market is a perishable item. Nobody tells or sells Brahman. Nobody talks about Atman or Brahman anywhere. So the whole world, everybody is talking about Anatman only, Anatman only. So in the next verse, Shankaracharya is telling something more. He says, if a person is not alert, even he is wise, if he falls, then rarely will he rise again. And he will give a beautiful example to prove or to drive home his view. Beautiful example. Once you fall, then after that again rising will be very, very difficult, very difficult. That is in verse number 325. We'll take up in our next class. So before we conclude, one announcement regarding Bhagavatam. We are in Canto 3, Chapter 24, where Kapil Bhagwan will be now incarnating. He's coming. From Chapter 24 to Chapter 33, all the teachings of Kapil Bhagwan is given there. About the bhakti, about the Ashtang Yoga, and all that is there.
Purush Prakriti. Purush Prakriti.
Purush and Prakriti and the 24 Tattva, the 24 Tattva which we have studied in our Tattva Bodh, we have borrowed from there, from Kapil Bhagwan. Theory, Sankhya philosophy. So for the next two Tuesdays, we have got the every 10:30 to 11:30, but thereafter during the summer time, it is going to shift on Saturdays from 10 to 11.
6th June.
That is, first class will be on the 6th June. So we are continuing with our Bhagavatam. And we are going verse by verse, word by word. So if you are interested to know what is bhakti, what is the glory of bhakti, Kapil Bhagwan is going to say all these things. So you can take this opportunity. It is popularly known as also Kapil Gita, knowledge. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.